بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد my brother and sister, yesterday the further reminder I did was on the importance of sugar and that happiness is the result of sugar. Happiness is the result of gratitude, not the other way around. My most favorite real life story on this, which happened with me, is about my very dear friend and brother and my first manager, Mr. Nick Adams, James Nicholas Adams, in Guyana in South America. In 1979, when I went to Guyana, I started working in a place called Kokwani, which is a mining town on the bank of the Burbis River in the middle of the Amazonian rainforest. And Nick Adams was my boss. He was the, what was called the administrative manager, which effectively meant that he was the head of that whole town. It was a mining town, bauxite mines. Population would have been under 10,000 people, maybe closer to 5,000 people, but say under 10,000. There was a hospital, there was a what was called the commissary, which was the store, general store. You got everything there from a pin to a machete to clothing to food. There were two clubs, there was an officers club and a workers club. Housing for the workers, and then of course there was the mines and the maintenance shops and all that, and that entire lot. I'm describing all this because of what I'm going to say. That whole thing, the head was Nick Adams, and I was his assistant. I was the assistant manager administration. So Nick Adams was a big man. Then all the details of the story are in my book. It's my life, so you can read that. I'm not going into all that, just the highlight. So this was in 1979. Then I came back to India 5 years later. Those days, question of writing letters, there was no internet or anything. So I lost contact with Nick for almost 15 years. After about 15 years, one day I got his phone number from somewhere. So I phoned him. By then he was in New York. He had retired, he was in New York. So I called him and I said, hi Nick, how are you doing? And so on. He said, oh, I'm very well, thank you very much. So I said, what are you doing nowadays? He said, I'm in Brooklyn and I'm a doorman. I literally could not believe my ears. I said, this man is a doorman. So anyway, I tried to keep the surprise out of my voice. So I said, how is the job? He said, Yavar, I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. Because in the winter, I am sitting in a nice, warm, heated lobby. And in the summer, I am sitting in a nice, air-conditioned lobby. I'm so grateful to God. I'm thinking, here is this man who was the head of this entire stuff in Guyana. He's a doorman, and the word out of his mouth is, I'm so grateful to God that I'm sitting in a heated place in the winter and I'm sitting in a cool place in the summer. Anyway, I used to make a lot of dua for him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give him Islam. I never presented Islam to him, but I used to make the dua. Then after another, 3-4 years, 5 years after this phone call, I went to New York. So I went to see Nick. And I went to Brooklyn, he was there, he was a doorman there. Then he took me for lunch and we had lunch, he and his wife Kathleen. And then he insisted on coming back with me from Brooklyn all the way to Manhattan. So I said, why are you doing this? He said, no. When your father first left you, in Guyana and went away in 1979. He said, your father told me you must take care of my son. So I'm doing that. I said, Nick, that was 25 years ago. He said, that doesn't matter. I told your father I would do it. So he takes me all the way back to Manhattan. Anyway. Then after some time, I spoke to him and he mentioned to me that he had been diagnosed with cancer. I said, are you working? He said, yes, I'm working. I'm still a doorman. He said, God is so kind to me. I'm so grateful to God. I still have my job. And he was not wealthy. He was a poor man. He didn't have money. He didn't have any savings or anything like this. And America, there's no free medical aid. Insurance paying also is difficult. If you don't have a job, you're as good as dead. So he said, I'm so grateful to God, I still have this job. He and his wife used to live in a rented place. And somewhere the thing also was, what happens if we are unable to pay rent or something. Anyway, that was there. Then in the course of that conversation, he said, there is this very old lady who lives in this building. That is an entirely Jewish area, that whole area. So this is a Jewish lady. So she's living in this building. And she has no one. She's got a son who lives somewhere else. So she's alone. And he said, once in a while, she, especially in the winter, she speaks to me and she tells me, Nick, can you go across the street and get me some food, from whatever it was, McDonald's or something. Get me some. So he said, I always go across. He said, all my colleagues, that is the other doormen and so on, they tell me, why are you doing that? Let her do it. I mean, she is a wealthy woman. She is sitting on top of that building. It's not your job. Why should you go and get some? You're not her servant. So Nick says, I always think to myself, I'm not her servant. It's not my job. But somebody needs help, so why not help them? What is the big deal? I mean, it makes no difference to me. I just walk across the street. She's paying for it. I just walk across the street. I buy it, bring it back for her. So this happened. Then, after some time, I phoned him again. I said, Nick, how are you doing? Now, by now, I spoke to his wife several times. He not only had cancer, it was terminal. He was in considerable pain. His movement also had become limited. He couldn't walk too well. So I asked him, I said, Nick, how are you? He said, I'm very happy. I'm so grateful to God. I'm thinking, this man is saying, he's got no money, he's a doorman, he practically is without a job, he's got cancer, he's in pain, and the only thing the man says, I'm grateful to God. And I make dua, ya Allah, give him Islam. Anyway, so then he tells me, he said, you remember I told you about this lady? I said, yeah, what happened? He says, she passed away. After she died, he says, her son comes to me and he says, my mother's will, she has left her flat to you. That you are supposed to stay in her flat as long as you live, you and your wife. And the son says, I have a request, her furniture and all that, I have nowhere to remove it and store it and so on. So do you mind if the furniture stays in the flat? Now Nick says, see how kind God is. Not only did he give me a flat, he gave me a furnished flat. He says, because I have no furniture. If he had taken away the furniture, then we would have had no furniture. The man thinks I am doing him a favor by allowing him to keep the furniture. He says, actually, I need the furniture. So he said, how grateful I am to God that he has given this. Now we have this roof over our heads as long as we are alive. Free. In Manhattan. On top of this building. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's because he used to get our sandwiches from across the street. Right? Now, then, by now, Nick is completely bedridden. He can't move over, totally dependent on his wife. So his wife is there, his wife's sister also lives with them, Desiree. So one day, I phoned my brother-in-law, Dr. Muhammad Ali Hazratji. And I said to him, when you go to New York, please go and see this man. And, whatever you can do to help him and so on. And if possible, please present Islam also to him. This happened. Then some time passed. By now it is, I think it's 2000 or 2005 or something like this. I was working that day, that particular day, I was teaching a course. One of these IT companies in high-tech city. So at lunchtime, my wife phones. And she says, where are you? So I said, she said, are you in class? I said, no. She says, go to a place where there is nobody. So I said, why? He said, no, go. So I said, okay. So I went into an adjacent room. She said, sit down. So I said, what happened? She said, no, sit down. I sat down. She says, Nick Adams accepted Islam. And along with him, his wife and his son-in-law. Now then I realized why she told me to go into another room and so on, because literally I screamed. I said, Ya Allah. Dr. Ali went there. So I asked him, I phoned him, I phoned Dr. Ali, I said, Kya, what happened? He said, you know, I went there, he was in bed, he is completely not able to get up and so on. And his wife was there. Sister-in-law was working on a computer facing the wall. So he said, I talked to them about the illness and ailment and so on and so on. And then he said, I presented Islam. I told them that, you know, God is one and there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I told them that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is the messenger of Allah and is not his son, and Allah has no, you know, relations and relatives and children and so on. And I said to them that, you know, one day we will die, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. He said everything I said, they said yes. I said, I agree, yes, you are right, yes, you are right. He said, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, the last and final messenger after whom there is no messenger. He said, yes, you are right, and you are correct. You know, all, so, and Ali says, after I said all of this, I said, well, you know, if you agree with all this, then you are already Muslim, effectively, because you are believing all these things, which is, that is what Islam is. So effectively, you are already Muslim. But you know, it's a matter of just accepting Islam officially, formally. Are you ready to do that? He said, yes. So he said, then please repeat after me, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And they both repeated after him, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And then Ali says, I said, but Desiree is, you know, she is engaged with her computer, so maybe she didn't hear what I said. He says, Desiree spun her chair around and she said, do you want me to repeat everything you said? I have heard everything. So Ali says, well, what about you? Are you also ready to accept Islam? She says, yes. He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. They accepted Islam. All three of them. And then, literally, a couple of weeks after that, Nick Adams passed away. He died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ali spoke to Imam Siraj Wahaj, the famous Imam from New York. And Imam Siraj came and he is the one who did his janazah and all of that. Alhamdulillah. The point I want to make is, this is the reward of shukr. This is the reward of shukr. Ajib. To make shukr of Allah, when you get something, this is natural. You know, somebody gives you a gift, you say thank you, Allah gives you something, Alhamdulillah. But to make shukr of Allah when something is gone, something is taken. See this man, from the job he had, all that he had, that went, he became a doorman. What does he say? He says, I'm grateful to God. The only thing he has is health. That goes. What does he say? I'm grateful to God. Even the health, he gets cancer. There are different kinds of cancer. He gets one which is painful. What does he say? He says, I'm grateful to God. Ajib. Subhanallah. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give him Jannah. Insha'Allah. Give him Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, to grant him and his wife and his sister-in-law istiqamat, and wife and sister-in-law istiqamat. Ask them to keep them in Islam and take them in Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala bighayri hisab. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to emulate such people and to live our lives also in a state of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of what happens in this life, we ask Allah to save us from all tests and all difficulties and all problems, because we can't face them. But at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to keep us among those who are thankful to Him. Shakirin, we ask Allah to make us among them, and we ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased, never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.